This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Good Day Health Now with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen. Our weekly visit, very effective when it comes to getting down to the nitty-gritty of lots of different medical advice, health advice. Dr. Jack is a board-certified NUCA chiropractor. There aren't many of them around the world, specializing in upper cervical. That means the area north of your shoulders. A lot of damage can be done there. It's very interesting. You know, you and I have talked. I am happy to be a guinea pig. And so the HIPAA stuff goes out the window when it comes to talking about me and what's going on. Because I think it really is helpful to give people an idea, not about me, but what could be going on in their own life. If you can't turn your neck all the way to the right, or you can't turn it, as I'm doing it here, to the left, I can turn mine far more to the left than I can the right, because I don't have any, what is it, I don't have any discs, I don't have any, what do I not have in my
neck? Your discs, yeah, your discs went south a long time ago, but your neck can still function if the muscles don't spasm up.
Right.
When's the last time I worked on you?
March. You haven't seen me since March, early March.
Yeah. So I need to see you again.
Yes, you do.
So I'll open up an appointment for you this afternoon.
Okay, you're right there. Thank you very much. Jack is also a GAPS practitioner, that is, IDing and understanding what goes on in your gut, that being where health begins and ends. If you don't have a healthy gut, you're not going to have a healthy body. And I wonder how that plays into all of this stuff. You know, you can't get away from the argument about mask wearing, vaccinations. Even Dr. Fauci says that the country thinks it needs and desperately wants a COVID vaccine, but it may not be the home run. I thought that was interesting that even he would say that the vaccine they're working on now is going to be irrelevant as soon as they give somebody the first shot. But maybe, Jack, it'll serve as a good, you know, we talk about the impact of the placebo and whether the thing does you any good or it doesn't do any good. If you think it's going to help you, oftentimes it does, because your mind, the spirit-mind-body connection, your mind tells you, okay, I'm getting something that will help me, so that filters down into your body, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it does. Your entire body chemistry can change in a matter of an instant simply by the way you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have been operating under this hysteria and fear for several months now, a lot of people are not expressing the level of health that they otherwise should. Now, when you talk about the vaccine, would it have a positive effect if you think it's going to have? That's probably true to some degree, but then there's all the other things that are in that cocktail besides what you think is in there. And another thing to keep in mind, there hasn't been one corona vaccine yet that worked. Not one.
RNA. The flu vaccines in general. There wasn't a vaccine for SARS. There hasn't been a vaccine for things like Ebola. There isn't even a vaccine for HIV. There is not the business about vaccines, a flu shot that you get. And that's the only area that you and I and Ken vehemently disagree on. He was trying to get me to have a flu shot. Even the primary physician said I should have a flu shot, and I said, I'm not going to get a flu shot. I'm not, you know, she thinks you influence me too much.
I have a patient who got a flu shot last fall, and he's finally back up on his feet, but he needs a crutch because he got Guillain-Barré syndrome, which we all know. In fact, his doctors told him at the time it came from the flu shot. And he got to the point where they were talking about organ harvesting before his body started to turn around.
Yeah, there's some violent reactions. Not everybody. Most people aren't going to have that reaction, but if you want to chance it, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, if you want to chance it.
Now, what I also want to know is, from your perspective, your clinic is in Salt Lake City. Anybody come to you and ask you for tests? They want to know if you have the ability to test people.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
the Wuhan virus. And is it possible that you could do that?
We could probably institute some kind of a testing facility there, but I don't want to do that.
No. Well,
I'm not. I don't want to do that at all. I don't want to spread the fear. Feed the fears.
No. But what do we have to expect in terms of what a lot of the conversation this week, and I want to kind of get to this and then move on to some other things, but everybody wants to know about the virus, and the newest info is that it's airborne, and that's why you need to wear a mask. You and I and Mary don't, this I don't mean agree or disagree, I believe it's polite to wear a mask. So I wear it because I don't want to have, there was something, I don't have it, but I want to just kind of be, you know me, I'm not somebody who goes along with convention at all.
No.
But I just think wearing, and I think that practical, the personal distancing makes sense in the sense that it's polite. It's why give people, it doesn't hurt anything to do that sort of thing.
Keep in mind, those masks will not stop a virus any more than a chain link fence will stop a mosquito.
No, I understand that. But there's may keep something from coming out of you if you have it, getting to someone else.
If you've got something that could possibly come out of you that could spread sickness, you should stay home until it's over with.
But how do you know that?
Well, are you symptomatic? Oh, no, wait a second. You could be carrying COVID and not be symptomatic. Of course, we have thousands of viruses in us all the time, and we aren't symptomatic. And why aren't we? Because we're in relatively good health. It isn't the bug and the germ and the virus that's the problem. It's the terrain in which they live inside of us. And as long as you have a strong, resilient immune response, those things are kept at bay, and you don't need to worry about it. But when the terrain, just like soil on your farm, is poisoned or is somehow compromised, what comes out of that ground is not going to necessarily be what you want. But when you've got a good, healthy humus, you got good, healthy soil, it's being treated, it's being rotated properly, you're having cover crops in the winter, whatever else, you're going to have a good harvest the next year. It's the same thing with the terrain and the soil inside of our bodies, with the surface mucosal tissue. That tissue is healthy. I don't care what you're exposed to. You're going to be fine. That tissue is sickly. You're going to probably come down with every virus that comes down the pike,
yeah.
Of which there are thousands of them out there, thousands
yeah.
of viruses.
Yeah, well, the planet is run by bacteria and viruses. We're just guests here. And I don't know why more people don't. We don't get taught that in science, biology, whatever. It just isn't taught. It should be taught how important and how dangerous the viruses are and how important the bacteria are. A lot of people don't even know the difference between a virus and a bacteria, what's alive and what's dead. I'll tell you something. When you look at pictures, I'm going to talk about pillows now and my pillow. When you look at talking about bugs, at the bugs that exist in pillows, sheets, in bed gear in general, those things are really creepy looking. They have these pincers and snappers, and they get into your ears and your nose and your eyes. They're just like the other, you know, the virus, although these are bacteria. These are bugs. If you want to improve your happiness, your energy, your mood, and the quality of your life, you better get rid of those damn pillows, and you better be washing your sheets with regularity and washing the pillows for MyPillow. Oh, wait a minute. You don't have pillows for MyPillow? So you don't know that they are the only washable and dryable pillows in existence on the market today. And they are made in America. So if you would like to make sure that you have quality sleep, and you want not to be interrupted by these bugs, you may not even be thinking about them. Think about them crawling across your forehead, across your nose, across your jaw, across your chin. They are really gross. You'll wish, well, you can't do anything about yesterday, but you'll be happy you bought the quality pillow from MyPillow. Do it right away. Think about it. Radio listener specials page, pillows, buy one, get one free. The Giza Elegant MyPillow, $59.97. Use the promo code DJV, and you get two of them for the price of one. That's the radio listener specials page. All kinds of things there for your sleep, your health, your well-being. Do it. Be smart. Go to MyPillow.com.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Mo-Marsh Blinds to the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard, hide easy. Visit Mo-Marsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape, there aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Smitha Rao. While the CDC recommends wearing a protective face covering to keep us all safe, many are beginning to experience some uncomfortable skin-related side effects as a result of wearing a mask. Dr. Michelle Henry, clinical instructor of dermatology at Weill Cornell Medical College.
The major complaints that we are hearing with daily mask use are skin breakdown, irritation, dermatitis, and acne.
As we continue using face coverings throughout the summer, Dr. Henry recommends making some adjustments to our skincare routine.
Clean your skin with a gentle hydrating cleanser, as we do not want to strip the skin's natural moisture. Avoid fragrance products, as they can irritate the skin. Olay Regenerous Microsculpting Cream Fragrance-Free is packed with ingredients like vitamin B3, both hydrating and soothing. Masks do not protect from the sun. Olay Regenerous Whip SPF 25 is a moisturizer with added sun protection.
You can purchase these products on Olay.com and refer to the CDC guidelines for using and handling masks and other cloth face coverings.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. We're talking about the virus to a point, testing, that sort of thing, whether it did any good or it doesn't do any. I don't know why there wasn't more testing. It seemed to me that would have helped a lot to figure out what the problem was. So if, in fact, there's been a lot of talk, Jack, about Nick Cordero, the actor's death. And, you know, he died because of he'd been sick for a couple of months with the COVID. And then people say, well, look, see, it gets everybody. My understanding is that for the most part, it's if you're over 80, 85, you got a compromised immune system. Anybody at any age that doesn't take care of themselves can have a compromised immune system, right? That's not just an age thing.
Well, sure. Sure it is. And it's mostly influenced by environmental factors. Diet, the kind of water you drink, whether you're getting enough rest, the kind of living conditions that you're in, do you get enough sunshine, whatever else, there are several different things that contribute to that. And then also, is there some other underlying condition going on? Because we rarely hear about that. We do, you know, like last Friday morning, there was a report of 5 new deaths from coronavirus in Utah. And one of the news sources mentioned these people. 4 of them are in long care nursing homes. One of them was in the hospital already for another serious condition. So all 5 of them already had seriously compromised immune conditions. But they were just generally mentioned as 5 new COVID deaths. But there's a good reason why. It wasn't 5 teenagers. It wasn't 5 football players. It wasn't 5 long-distance marathon runners. It was 4 people who were already in the worst of immune conditions you can be in, long-term health care facilities, and someone who was already seriously in trouble in the hospital. But they just called it 5 new deaths.
Well,
something I think is serious. I think that's something that needs to be kept in mind. So, Nick Cordero, what underlying conditions existed with him? Well, because of HIPAA laws, they're not going to talk about it.
Right. Okay. Nobody's going to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm happy to have. I think the HIPAA laws. I guess that, you know, I want not to know everything about everybody, but in my case, I'm happy to know. You and I exchange information about our health all the time because it is helpful to know what's going on with people who have a clue. That'll help you as we continue to help on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. Another half hour to go.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Moving back into our health zone with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen. So I want to talk a little bit about the importance of dentists, dental care, dental health, gum disease, the things that also impact our body. We talk a lot about the various things that go on in our gut. Do you think the average person who comes into your clinic in Salt Lake, Jack, understands the importance of having healthy gums and good, strong teeth? Do you think people think they separate their body? My experience is that people who don't really know how their body works separate out all of these things, and they think if their foot is sore, that's a problem of the foot. They don't connect. They need to do the whole body connection. So what do we need to know about?
They don't stop to think that if they're having cardiovascular problems, it could be a direct poisoning that's coming in through the gums, the teeth, the roots of their teeth into the bloodstream. Absolutely. Dentists knew this 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was very well understood in the dental industry. You can read it in their anthologies that one of the first things that would confirm before we had MRIs and x-rays and everything else, particular kinds of respiratory problems or cardiovascular, gut, whatever. What are the conditions of the teeth? Dentists were the nutritionists of this country 100 years ago.
Yes, that's a good point. Yeah.
They understood that because the teeth emerge out of the skeleton, out of your mandible, out of your maxilla. And if the teeth are having problems, they know you're having problems internally. So it's an interesting, you mentioned it, I have to take x-rays of somebody before I work on them because I don't know what to do without the x-rays.
Right.
And when I see a mouth full of implants, a mouth full of root canals, a mouth full of all kinds of metal that's been put in that teeth, and then I look at the skeleton, the bones of the neck, it usually reflects in the sense of osteoporosis or other kinds of bony changes that reflect what's going on with the teeth. So I think you bring up a very good point there, Doug. Is there a relationship between the health of the teeth and the rest of the body? Absolutely there is.
Well, I think there are a lot of things that people just don't necessarily think about. And, our point here, in part, is to focus on what, happens if you do certain things and how your body is impacted by not knowing the hip bones connected to the leg bone and all that stuff. But then there's another thing that I think we also forget about or we don't we don't put together smoking, drinking alcohol, what it does, for example, alcohol will hike the risk of having a stroke immeasurably. The more you drink, the more likely you are to have a stroke.
Absolutely. And we also know that probably more than one drink opens up the gut lining so that whatever is moving through the gut can leak into the bloodstream.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yes. Let's go back. Wait a minute. Back up a little bit. Let's underscore that. Every time we talk about beer, we talk about wine, we talk about hard liquor.
It depends on how much. Now, hard liquor, of course, is going to have a stronger effect sooner than just a light beer or something.
Right.
But the fact is, we know that alcohol, you know, the lining of the gut is a very tightly knit structure. And the problems with leaky gut is that structure begins to open up, things can leak through. Alcohol will promote that to take place. Alcohol does that, painkillers and other things will cause leaky gut to take place.
Mm-hmm. So there's I think the average person thinks, well, I have a beer once in a while, a glass of wine.
Once in a while, fine.
Probably doesn't hurt you once in a while, but
2 and 3 a day, no.
Right. All right. Up next, a focus on the fear factor and what happens to you if you're afraid of anything and everything. What toll does that take on you and your body and your mind? We'll talk about fear with Jack Stockwell next on the next half hour of Good Day Health.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. With the weather warming up, it's once again grilling season. That's right, hamburgers, hot dogs, sausages. Unfortunately, many of these foods are not the healthiest, but there are ways to enjoy the great taste of grilling and still be healthy.
The big thing is picking your leaner meats and then making sure that you're not overcooking them. So cooking your chicken right to 165, but typically what I advise people is cook it to 160, leave it on the grill, shut the grill off, let it carry overcook.
Mayo Clinic Healthy Living Program Executive Chef Jennifer Welper says that avoids drying out your meat and minimizing the urge to dress it up with high-calorie sauces. She also offers some tips on when it comes to veggies.
The big thing is making sure that you take your vegetables, put them in a bowl, season them in the bowl. So kind of portion out your olive oil and then add your love to it. So onion powder, garlic powder, and you can do some of those seasoning blends that are low salt. Mix them up and then throw them on the grill.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
At least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says his administration will be putting pressure on governors nationwide to reopen K through 12 schools this fall, despite the continuing pandemic.
Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it.
Speaking yesterday at the White House, the president said he doesn't want governors to keep schools closed for political reasons. And in his remarks, Vice President Mike Pence said there's no substitute for in-class learning. The United States is officially out of the World Health Organization in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. President Trump had announced in May that the U.S. would be terminating its partnership. He said the WHO had failed to make the requested and greatly needed reforms he's been calling for. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
President Trump will welcome Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador to the White House today to celebrate the new North American trade deal, the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, replacing the 1990s NAFTA trade deal that effectively eliminated tariffs between the nations. Facebook's Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg says that platform is dedicated to, in her words, getting better and faster at removing hate speech. ESPN ends up getting scooped by a liquor store worker when it comes to the Mahomes deal. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
On Monday, shortly before 2 o'clock Central Time, ESPN NFL writer Adam Schefter thought he broke major news in the NFL. As you all know, Patrick Mahomes signed a 10-year contract extension worth over $400 million. Thing is, Schefter didn't actually have it first. That honor belongs to Katie Kamlin, a liquor store employee in Kansas City, who tweeted at 12:21, a front office employee from the Chiefs came in and brought six bottles of fine champagne, saying there's a big signing today. He said it's not Chris Jones, so my guess is a Mahomes deal. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And home buyers are back in the market as applications for loans to buy homes were 33% higher last week than they were a year ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Moving ahead to the next half hour of Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of the two important doctors that we have on Good Day Health. Matter of fact, the podcast that we have every week, Jack's got two of them. One of them is on Forbidden Doctor, his website. Matter of fact, that's the fear business is the subject matter of his current podcast. So we'll talk about that. Check that out. Our podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com, the most recent one, is a conversation with Jack about how effective the various face masks are. And then we talk about the supplement, a lot of different, we always have supplements that we want to talk about here. And don't forget, by the way, to take advantage of Jack's offer at ForbiddenDoctor.com to take his symptom survey, which thousands, probably tens of thousands at this point, people have taken advantage of. His staff looks it over, gives you advice on how to sort of neutralize or normalize some of the things in your body that they can figure out by looking carefully at what you've said in that four-page document. It doesn't take too long to fill it out, and it's free from Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Okay, so the current podcast, Podcast 199 at Forbidden Doctor, is all about fear and what it does. We think about fear as an emotion. We don't think about it as a medical as something that's medically impactful on our body. But if you're following our discussion today, you heard us talk about spirit-mind-body connection. The mind, if you fill it full of fear, you're going to screw your body. Am I right?
Well, that's it. And we have podcasts on that very subject. About epigenetics, the power of the mind to heal, or the power of the mind to make you sick. You know, you go to a doctor, you got a serious condition, and the doc says, you only got 6 months to live. What are you going to do at that point? Are you really going to go out and get back into nature and walk barefoot in the grass and talk to the trees and the birds and the animals and completely change the body chemistry to where you can actually start to heal? Or are you going to fall back into a fear bunker and guarantee the fact that you're not going to last 6 months? And then the fear that's coming out from the media about COVID right now. One thing they're not talking about is the fact that since the second week in April, the death rate has been crashing across this country. I think that's one reason why Trump is pushing for more and more tests, because it shows the bigger and bigger and bigger gap between those who test positive and those who are actually dying from this thing.
We should have had more tests earlier on.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. So Utah, yesterday morning, they announced Utah has the lowest death rate of any state in the union. Did that get a big play in the
no.
news?
We haven't had a new case in Massachusetts for more than a week.
No, but everybody's still running around scared to death.
Well, that's because of Florida and California and Washington.
Their death rates are dropping as well.
Way down. But people are getting it. So they can't look negatively on the numbers of people dying, but they can say, look at that. Look at those people that are getting the disease. Look out. You know, that's what you're going to hear now. More and more of that. So,
and most of that stuff is covered up. It's just like we were talking earlier about the HIPAA laws. They're not there to protect our privacy. They're there to protect the pharmaceuticals. I mean, it would show the lack of effectiveness of a lot of these drugs. I mean, they're the only ones that get this because it protects their knowledge. I mean, if we knew the background of a drug cocktail that people were taking, we might make up our own mind and start to take charge of our own health. But no, we keep this stuff mysterious. We say, well, it's to protect their rights. No, I don't think so. I think the main cause behind this is to cover up the secrets of the ineffectiveness of drugs for everything and drugs for anything. And to keep you away from thinking for yourself, to keep you away from trying something alternative and going back to nature and letting Mother Nature take care of the problem as she has for thousands of millennia.
Well, you talk about zinc and the Z-Pak and how inexpensive it is to treat people who have the virus. It's $20 a treatment for that and the hydroxychloroquine or whatever that's called.
Hydroxychloroquine. Look at the various countries around the planet that have experienced that and said, hey, here it is. Here's your answer. But they're not going to push that here because they can't make any money off of it.
And so then it gets discredited by doctors who are supposedly in the know. And then they get discredited like The Lancet did and a couple of other journals who said, oh, that's CPAC, you don't want to do that. And then they had to eat their words because the studies prove that they are wrong. Yep. It's $20 versus hundreds of dollars for the other treatment. It's so, if you make that choice, great, but make it knowing that you are making the choice based on what somebody's telling you that makes money for them, not what really is in the books. And you know, that's kind of, I resent it, frankly. I really do. I quite resent the way the culture here has gone completely to drugs, especially when you think about the second part of that, Jack, in that most of those drugs are manufactured in China.
That's another thing. You know, we don't need to know the people's names, but it would be nice to have a great digital library of all that kinds of information so we can do our own studies that's held in private for the people with the white coats. And then coupled, as you said, most of this stuff is coming from China anyway. Well, what else is in there?
Yes. But just, you know, don't fall with the idea behind this program and many of the others that I do. I happen to have Jack and Ken. Both of them are thinkers, and they think about what it is that will, with their experience and their knowledge, their education, they know how you are affected by certain things. And frankly, different people are affected by different things in different ways. So it's knowing and letting the doctor treat you as an individual. That's why I think even though telemedicine may be cool for some things, for the most part, if you're not where the doctor can actually see you and see the bruises and the bug bites and whatever else is going on, the lumps and bumps, you're not getting effective treatment. Yeah, that's kind of bottom line.
That's why we created the VIP program, is for so people can have, they can text me, they can text Mary, they can text our nutritionist. We'll talk on the phone. We can do all the different things that we can do. So when you have a question, you don't have to sit there and worry and then fall into the fear mode. Get in touch with us. Let's talk about it. If it's something that needs to go to the ER, we'll certainly tell you that. If there's some simple things you can do at home to address the problem, we'll tell you that as well.
And I want to address that with you a little more specifically, how that works, what ideas you have for people. It's a lot of questions. You need to ask yourself a lot of questions, not, again, to fear. And sometimes it gets too complicated. People say, I can't do all of that. Well, we'll maybe give you a shortcut to that in a matter of moments here. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen, with a focus on increasing your vitamin D quotient. It's not just, you've heard us over the last 4 or 5 months talk about how vitamin D is important to fight the COVID, Wuhan virus, whatever you want to call it. Yes, that's true. But vitamin D, if you listen to Jack and to Ken, very important for your overall health, your immune system. They are the most important things in your body to keep you healthy. And vitamin D is very inexpensive. Problems that you see, there are more solutions coming to problems in your body by using supplementation, vitamin D. There's a great vitamin D. There are a number of different sources of vitamin D. It's something that you just have to think about. And when you think about how it's helped the people in Italy and Spain, you see the facts from all of these various studies. It's really super to know there is something out there. And the PurityD.com website has Purity D, vitamin D, 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, boron, other things that will help you keep the vitamin D quotient in your body where it needs to be. Their best-selling product at Purity is Advanced D, so go to PurityD.com. That's Purity, P-U-R-I-T-Y, PurityD.com, and get the muscle support, get the bone support, get the bodily support that you need to protect yourself from being vitamin D deficient. PurityD.com, that's PurityD.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. How often have you had to face a health care issue in your family and you knew in your heart the answer wasn't what the doctor said? Maybe drugs were prescribed, that sort of thing. How often do you wish that you knew the answer before friends and family pushed you into taking drugs and surgery? So you want to find answers? Jack has actually a very interesting platform in his ForbiddenDoctor.com, which helps a lot of people. It's in addition to the regular things. There is a VIP membership that you have at Forbidden Doctor.
Yes.
And that goes how far? What's the extent of connection people can have with you to discuss whatever their aches and pains, their maladies might be?
Well, at the first level of the VIP membership is texting, 24/7 texting. You can text me directly. You can text Mary or the nutritionist. The next level include and also as many symptom surveys as you need. The next level actually involves phone conversations, where once a month you can have a 30-minute phone consultation discussing what the symptom survey may be telling you, or something more than we can just do through texting. But I'll tell you, we've been able to handle an awful lot of just basic questions with a lot of people using the texting system. Just using the smartphone. And, you know, I mean, it's back in the time when, you know, the medical system where doctors actually made house calls, back when the healing was taking place instead of just managing symptoms. So it's a HIPAA-secured texting system. It's something that usually we just do it during business hours, but we have no problem. You know, a lot of times we'll be texting early in the
morning. Jack's telling he's got no life, folks. That's basically what he's telling.
Well, it's fun. It's fun. It's fun when someone says, hey, you know, the child has a little bit of an elevated fever. I don't think we need to go to the ER or the pediatrician. So tell me what's going on. It may be nothing more than just a little simple calcium deficiency, because if a child's calcium levels start to drop a little bit, the fever is going to go up so the body can leach calcium out of the bones. So we don't want that to take place. And usually if they get just a small, short little calcium supplement, in a matter of minutes, the fever drops like a rock. So that's one of the most common texts. What do we do with our child's ear infections? My husband feels like his blood pressure is a little bit too high. Is there something we can do short of drugs? Are you seeing a cardiovascular doctor right now? Are you under, what are your medications? Tell me what you're taking. These are the things that can text back and forth in a matter of an instant, so that people's fears can be calmed. We can put them, you know, and like I said earlier, if we know this sounds like something you need to get to the ER for, and you probably ought to get there pretty quick, and you can do that in a way without instilling fear. But most of the questions are just basic, common questions that people have, mostly about their kids and their grandkids. And when we can calm the fear, is the main first thing we want to do, suggest some possible alternatives that they can consider. And I'm telling you, they tell their friends, hey, listen, here's these people that you can, this doctor you can text and get some really good, sensible, common sense answers.
Well,
really
it's all about breaking down the fear. That's been the premise of much of the discussion here today with you on your edition of Good Day Health. Fear, fear, fear. Get away from the fear. Be smart. Educate so you don't have questions. Get the answers. And Jack's offering you a way to do that. You might want to check out that whole program at ForbiddenDoctor.com. ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell and his wife Mary provide this service and lots of others. Check it all out. And again, the website's ForbiddenDoctor.com. You can get our podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. It's 53 past the hour now, and the great Jack Stockwell, Nuka chiropractor. You like that, Jack? You are the
great Dr. Jack.
Yes, he's the great Dr. Jack Stockwell from his clinic in Utah. He's here to practice, like all these other doctors, they're practicing medicine. So one of the things that you do in you have a clinic that explores all kinds of different things. You're a Nuka chiropractor, so people come to you for that specific type of chiropractic, but there are other things that are being researched by your staff all the time, ways of making people feel better, feel good. What can you contribute today when it comes to knowledge? I see that you've been doing. You're very active in understanding what cranberries are all about and cranberry juice is all about. The first time I tasted cranberry juice, I sort of went, ew, because it's kind of
very tart.
It's bitter or tart,
yes,
if you will. However, it is quite good if you want to put that aside. It looks like there are lots of benefits. You want to go through them?
Well, yeah, for one thing, they're one of the highest per gram content of vitamin C.
Yeah.
We know that they're very good for UTIs, ladies who have problems with that more so obviously than men.
UTI is?
Urinary tract infection, sorry.
Right.
Because it has an acid in it that helps to normalize the acidic level inside the bladder where it should be.
So how does an acid contribute to helping more acid? That would sound to me like a little...
Because a lot of our diets tend to raise the pH of urine so that it begins to be, if it's not so acid, at least it's beginning to become a little bit alkaline. And you want your urine very acidic. It should be around 4.5 to 6 on the pH scale. If it gets above 6, it can start irritating the walls of the bladder, and a lot of ladies at that point think that they've got a UTI, a urinary tract infection,
so,
and it isn't.
Alkalinity, there's always this debate back and forth between those who say alkalinity, you need to have a positive of 7 on the scale. You say no, it has to be more acidic.
Well, it depends on where in the body.
People say cancers love acidic systems, so who knows what? How do we know what to do?
You're not just either acid or alkaline. You know, your saliva is slightly alkaline. Your stomach is as hot as battery acid when you get food in there as it should be. Uh-huh. The first foot or two of the small intestine is extremely alkaline in order to balance the acid that's coming out of the stomach that's been breaking down the protein structures. Then when you get to the colon, it starts to get acidic again. So to protect anything from coming in the bottom end that doesn't belong in there, and to keep the walls of the colon healthy. But your urine has uric acid in it. That's how your body is getting rid of the uric acid byproducts of protein digestion that's coming out of the kidney. And it collects there in the bladder until you're ready to urinate. And it's supposed to be acidic because it is uric acid. But if it tends to get a little alkaline, then it can irritate the wall of the bladder, and you think you've got an infection, when in fact you don't. And so what cranberries do, they have a certain acid in them that the body wants to get rid of really quick. So it sends it through the blood to the kidney, to the urine, to get it out of the body. And it starts to reacidify the contents of the urine or of the bladder. And usually within minutes, a bladder irritation can disappear just simply by using it.
Wow.
Our product is Cranberry Complex, and we can't keep it on the shelf.
Yeah, Cranberry Complex is something from Standard Process Jack has in his office at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You can see the list of the things that are available there that will help supplement. So Cranberry Complex is something everybody should take. We should be drinking cranberry juice or taking this Cranberry Complex.
Now, the problem
every day,
with cranberry
even if we
juice,
don't have a...
yes, but cranberry juice has got a lot of sugar in it. So if you get the real cranberry extract, you only need about a teaspoon or two a day, and that's fine. Throw it in your smoothie. Throw it on salads. Throw it on something else because it's very tart, and because of that, most people don't want to take it.
Yeah.
But if you drink it in a cranberry juice cocktail, whatever the name of the company is, I forget, they've got so much
ocean
sugar in there.
Ocean spray.
There's so much sugar in there, it completely ruins the effect of the cranberry juice.
All right, Cranberry Complex, check it out, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Why should I choose Calitrin, people ask me, for healthy weight loss? Well, it's made in the USA. It doesn't come from some foreign place where lots of our drugs, you get the message there. It comes from FDA-approved facilities. It's been tested for quality and purity by several different labs and is continually tested. It's a perfect supplement for both men and women, for families who want to lose weight naturally. It's been in production for over 20 years. This is a fabulous product, fabulous ingredients. Go to the website, toploss.com, get the deal. Use the code DJV. You don't have to pay for shipping. You buy three, get three free. Get on the program 6 months, lose the weight, keep it off. Top Loss.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.